BBC, Holby City, starring Joseph Milson as Luke, Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie, Guy Henry as Hanson, and Bob Barrett as Sasha. Previously.
If you like him, you like him. Just ask him out.
But I could use a drink. Or pretend. It's a date. A date?
I'm tired of trying to understand you, Luke. I don't want to do it anymore.
You suspect Legionnaire's disease?
Yes.
It's an outbreak is not official until two or more notifications are linked.
Go. Security guard Keith, I sent him home. That's four cases. Holby could be the source.
One man's dead, father, a husband, all because I didn't see it. I wasn't good enough.
It's not your fault.
Eddie kisses Luke. Unsafe Haven, Part 2, by Dana Fanaro. Luke's in his mobile home in the Holby City car park. He splashes water over his face in his pokey little bathroom, then stares at his reflection. He looks away as troubling thoughts gnaw at his mind. He emerges from the bathroom into the cramped living area and glances at Eddie, fast asleep in the bed. He sneaks out without waking her. Sasha and Dylan watch as Health Protection Agency staff cordon off the hospital.
Cavalry's here, I see. Yes, thank the Lord. I was really panicking, but now that the Health Protection Agency dudes are here, I'm totally calm. Hey, look at it this way. They've only got to check all the vents, taps, pipes, showerheads, water tanks, cooling towers, air conditioning units in the whole building. That should be done by the year 2054. When do I retire?
It's going to be fun and games today.
Yes.
So we are now operating an emergency procedure. The ED is shut to further admissions. All electives are off. Darwin and ITU will be sharing the overspill. We're expecting a steady influx of patients with flu-like symptoms. AAU is the designated receiving ward. Mr. Hemingway, in Mr. Spencer's absence, perhaps you'd be kind enough to hold the fort.
Has the press got hold of this yet?
We'll be issuing a press release in due course.
I'm supposed to have students in today. I suppose that will be cancelled.
I don't see why. This is a teaching hospital, after all, and we're dealing with legionnaires, not bubonic plague.
I don't know whether I'm going to be able to give them the attention they deserve.
I'm sure you'll weather the storm beautifully. Right. Cool heads, everyone. Thank you. Mr. Hemingway? Any news of Keith Drysdale?
As far as I know, staff are still attempting to trace him. I'm aware this is an oversight. We're making every effort.
We are none of us blessed with second sight. You treated the presentation at the time. Let's hope they find him sooner rather than later. Keep me updated, will you?
Welcome to boot camp. This news about the electives is going down like a lead balloon.
Can you come and speak to Mrs. Ogden? She thinks Legionnaires is infectious and she's threatening to leave.
Nice one. She can't remember where the exit is.
Oh, and the showers are out of order too, so that went down well.
I'm coming. See what I mean?
Sorry? Is Griffin around? I think I'm in for a consult.
Mission control at Hanson's. Suppose it's an easy day for you, as all electives are off. Hello, you there?
Yes, I think I might be on a ward rotation. You know, I'm going to go and check.
Dan ducks into a cubicle where Simon's making a bed.
Hi.
Dan stands rigid.
And breathe. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yes, of course. You?
You know, a bit tired. Got a bit of a headache.
Of course I am.
I'm great.
Dan moves closer to Simon.
Simon. Last night. Yeah.
I know. Me too. But listen, just relax, okay? We can just take it one step at a time.
Simon puts his arms around Dan's neck. A flustered Luke enters the AAU and tenses up when he sees Eddie.
Morning.
The taps are currently off limits, so I've sorted out sterile drinking water. And depending on the HPA, different parts of the ward are going to be out of order at different times, so expect constant updates. We've got 3 agency nurses supporting us today, so if they get under your feet, looking clueless, please point them in my direction.
Anything else?
Yep, 12-year-old boy with suspected Legionnaires coming in. Paramedics called ahead.
Well, he should be up.
I know, but Peter's close for testing, and there's a stabbing in Bay 3 session.
Eddie, about last night.
No, don't worry about it. But I know where your head's at, Luke. So we sleep together, then we have to go on the obligatory date. Before you know it, we're having domestics in the canteen. You have to give up your trailer, you move in, we go to IKEA. Before you know it, I want a baby. Then in order to dump me, you have to be super vile, so I actually end up dumping you. And the whole thing just ends up being this god-awful mess, right?
Wow. Didn't realise Eddie meant all-seeing, all-knowing goddess in ancient Greek.
Are you funny? But relax, yeah? Last night was just... last night. That's all.
Big Mac wheels a boy through.
Oh, wind your backs, folks. Come here through. Thank you.
Right, this is Noah Flett. He's 12. He suffers with severe asthma. He collapsed at school, showing signs of fever and possible cardiac problems. He had an asthma attack 2 weeks ago. We treated him here at Holby. We referred him to outpatients and put him on a course of steroids.
Look, I don't rate these HPA boys, you know? I've been telling them that the vent in the corridor has been blocked for ages, but are they bothered? What the heck is like? You see, they got their own system. But there's no substitute for in-depth knowledge of a place. I know this hospital like the back of my hand.
Well, that's probably all the information we need for now. Thank you.
So that's a 90. His temperature is 38. That's a cool-looking piece of kit you got there, Noah.
Noah has a toy spaceship.
Hello, Noah. My name's Luke. I'm one of the doctors here. Now, can you tell me, do you have any pains anywhere? Headaches, chest pains, muscle pains?
He doesn't respond.
Anything? Any time before Christmas would be fantastic. Hello?
Luke.
Hmm?
It says here he's been treated for selective mutism. OK, Noah, my name's Eddie. It's OK if you don't want to talk to us, but can you show us where it hurts? Right, well, the school's called your parents, and I'm sure they'll be here any minute.
I thought you'd like to know they found Keith Drysdale. Apparently he collapsed in the shower last night and came to this morning. They're bringing him in now.
Simon wheels a patient into the Keller ward.
This is Jeremy Hamilton, referred from the ED. He crashed his car. He's got a mild concussion, large laceration to the head, some abdominal pain. BP 140 over 90, pulse 50, temperature 37.
Hi, I'm Mr. Malik. I'm the registrar here. How are you feeling?
No, I'm not too bad, thank you.
Okay. Can you tell me...
Yes, it's 2012. The US president is Barack Obama. Just. The global economy is still in massive meltdown, and the optimal position for tracing our reflexes is just fractionally diagonally to your right. I'm sorry, goes with the territory.
Mr. Hamilton's a consultant neurologist.
No, that's just not fair. So, where are you based?
Well, I have a plush private practice for the cappuccino machine. I paid my dues. I retired from the NHS 10 years ago. By the way, is Daniel Hamilton working here today?
Dan?
Oh, my God. You're, Hamilton. You're his dad.
Yes, for my sins. Where do you think he gets his good looks from?
Ah, speaking of the devil. Hamilton, look who's here.
Hello, stranger. Long time no see.
OK, so the engineer should be here any minute to fit the water filters, and we're going to have to rejig your list. Okay,
including your outpatients, one. Some patients may have to be transferred.
Right, thank you. Having a good day so far?
Mr. Hope?
Yes.
Barbara Alcock, honoured to meet you. We're all here gagging to get going. I have to say, this is really exciting.
Right.
Do you need a hand with anything?
Yes, thank you. If you could take these.
Elliot walks with the student.
What day, eh? I'll never forget we had an outbreak at the Royal. Oh, never mind overtime, triple time more like. I'm a physiotherapist. Oh, well, I used to be, until I banged my head and decided I wanted to be a student again.
Ah,
I know, don't say it. Mental. I'm a tetralogy fellow. Love that. Love it. Right, everyone, Found Mr. Hope.
Right, hello, welcome to Holby. I have prepared a lecture for you to peruse. That's fine, I can do that. We'll be looking at that most rare and complex congenital heart defect, tetralogy of Fallot. Regrettably, my office is currently out of bounds, so... Hello. So, we'll be going upstairs to the meeting room.
So, we're not looking at an actual case?
No, not quite. One floor up on the left. It's probably quicker if you took the, Right, OK. Sorry, Miss...
Oh, sorry.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
The lift closes on the students and Elliot takes a deep breath.
Come on, Daniel, what could be so important? You haven't seen an old man in 3 months. Do I have to get myself admitted?
Behave. I've just been completely snowed under. You know what it's like.
Oh, rubbish. I know when someone's putting me off.
Never. As if. Right. All done. Right. Take a look at that cut.
Now, come on, Hamilton. Where have you been hiding yourself?
You in lust again?
Is that it? Who is she?
Oh, you know me.
Oh, well, that's my boy. I can resist everything except temptation. I miss you, you big oaf. There's no one to argue about the state of the world with.
I miss you too. But I see it's business as usual. Mm-hmm. Come on, how many times is it you've crashed the beamer?
Oh, scratched. My dear boy, scratched. I know, I'm a foolish old man and I should know better.
I'm just going to check your reflexes, OK?
Sorry.
But seriously, you've been lucky. You could have been badly hurt or hurt someone else.
Stop fussing. I have one wife already.
Right. Grip. Go on.
Slight
twitch there.
No, it's been there for ages.
Actually, does Mum know you're here?
Don't be daft. She's not going to either. Leave her alone. She has a cake sale to organise in Nailsworth. Highly stressful. Anyway, when are you going to let me out of here?
Well, you've passed my checklist, Mr. H.
Sasha and Luke are examining Keith.
BP 80 over 60, stats 90, temperature 39.5. Sleeting has pneumonia.
Told you I was unwell.
Keith, is there someone we could call for you?
Owen. How long are we going to be in?
Well, you're not going anywhere for the minute. We need a chest CT, FBCs, U's, E's, urine and bloods, azithromycin, 500 milligrams, and half-hourly oxygen.
Two more suspected cases are coming in.
I'll bet they always slip through the net.
I just keep this on for now, if I were you.
Trying to shut me up?
No, I'm trying to help your compromised lungs retain as much air as possible. I'll be right back.
I couldn't have helped you lying on a cold floor all night. Is it an idea to get Elliot down here?
No, I'm sure they're just as snowed under as we are. Let's just see how he does.
Look, I'm not suggesting, you know...
Well, but it's my fault. Of course it is. It's all right. We all make mistakes. I'm a big boy. I can handle it.
Luke gives Eddie a fleeting glance.
OK, can you chase Mrs. Prothero's scan results? I can't see us doing Mr. Bloom's valve replacement. Would you mind imparting the news?
You scared with Mrs. Bloom?
Just a little bit.
You owe me one. Aha. I'd say Mrs. Bloom was the least of your worries.
Once more onto the breach.
Right, I'm done. This is brilliant, this stuff.
Good, good. Right. And where's the rest of the brood?
Oh, they've gone down the pub to concentrate. You know what it's like. Youth.
Yes. Indeed. Well, yes. OK. Well, well done, you.
Actually, I've got a couple of questions. Have you got a minute?
Elliot hides his irritation behind a polite smile. Luke studying Keith's CT scan.
Is that Drysdale's?
Yes.
That's a big abscess. It's not your fault.
How's the mute? Has the sputum test come back yet?
Oh, he won't part with any of it. I do. He's scared, Luke. I think we should wait for his parents.
Then what, apply in writing? Just get a couple of nurses and get it done.
What, by force?
Well, I presume falling to your knees and weeping hasn't worked. Since when do you let patients boss you around?
Well, obviously, this is a little bit more complex. I mean, not that you've noticed or you even seem to care.
So, the symptoms are not similar to mitral stenosis.
Well, that might be an initial diagnosis, which is why we perform an echocardiogram.
But would an echocardiogram always show the full defects?
Yes, that's right.
Hello, Darwin.
Look, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but we really must wind this up.
Oh, yes, sure. Just another quick one. So, would an ECG also diagnose the condition?
Mr. Hope, AEU just called. Legionnaire's pneumonia with a lung abscess. They need an urgent consultation.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
We'll catch up later.
Yep. Actually, do you mind if I stuck around?
Actually, we're extremely busy.
Well, I could help out, you know, point people in different directions, shift wheelchairs around. Oh, come on, how often do you get a willing and eager health professional just dying to get their hands dirty? There's a pint in it for you. Both.
Well, now you're talking.
Elliot doesn't share Johnny's enthusiasm.
OK, so you don't want to talk. Believe it or not, I totally understand that. But there's nothing wrong with your hearing, right? Now, Nurse McKee has explained to you why we need to test you. Yes? Good. So is there any particular reason why you won't do us the small favour of just spitting into this? No? Thought not. Let me spell this out to you, Noah. If you don't let us test your spit, it turns out you do have Legionnaire's disease. Here's what'll happen. You're going to start feeling much worse very quickly. More pain, more coughing, more fever.
Luke.
Now, if that's what you want, you'd be my guest.
Who do you think you're talking to? Don't you dare talk to him like that.
Seeing his father, Noah spits into the tube.
Thank you. Mr. Flip, I presume.
Dan steps behind the nurse's station on the Keller ward, and Simon casually strolls up to him. They hold each other's gaze for an awkward moment before distracting themselves with paperwork.
Your dad's back from X-ray.
Oh, thanks. I'll be there in a minute.
He's quite a character.
Yes. Yes, he is quite a legendary neurologist.
He's a brilliant man. He's the reason I became a doctor.
Look, I understand. He doesn't have a clue about you, does he?
Dan appears embarrassed and a little ashamed.
Are you worried that I would say something to him or that I expect you to say something because...
No. No, I know that you're not...
Yeah, right. Dan, you've been walking around like you've seen a ghost.
That obvious?
Slightly. Look, I meant what I said, okay? There's no rush.
They share a warm look, then Simon walks off.
Dan, I got your old man's X-ray results. I don't think we'll be calling a cab anytime soon.
Luke and Eddie are walking with Noah's dad.
Well, you can complain if you like, but it did the trick. Yeah, it might have done because you scared the life out of him. That little boy lost his mum a year ago. That's why he's not speaking. I mean, what? He's 12, he's here on his own, he's scared. I mean, where do you get off?
Well, everybody's scared. This is a hospital, not Disneyland.
What? Listen, Gavin, none of us are taking this lightly.
I can do nothing about your son's selective mutism. The Legionnaires, I can do something about.
Sorry, I thought you'd like to know Mr. Hope is here.
You'll have to excuse me.
I know how this looks, okay? But he really is in the best hands.
Really?
Yeah, Mr. Hemingway, he's got his own style, but please believe me, he knows what he's doing.
Well, I hope so, because that little boy's been to hell and back. A little bit of humanity wouldn't go amiss.
Right. As long as the latent abnormality is a result of smoking, BP is low and the size of the abscess is a worry. I really think we should take him up.
Drysdale not improving.
Oh, but he's still got enough energy to spit blue murder and swear he's going to take the hospital to court.
Well, I dare say there's a lot of very angry people around here today. I wouldn't get too excited. Some good news, the HPA's initial findings indicate that the Legionella source may be outpatient, so perhaps we'll return to normal by end of play.
That is good news.
Outpatient? Well, that seems to be the common link. Our records show that all the Legionnaires' patients passed through there at some point. Why?
No reason.
All right, well, as you were. And fingers crossed that we ride this out with the minimum of human cost.
No peace for the wicked. Busy, busy, busy.
Look.
Is this all the patients with Legionnaires?
Yeah, but...
Outpatients doesn't make sense.
Luke.
Look, if this is about Noah Flett and my social skills, spare me the lecture.
No, it isn't, but a bit of social etiquette might come in handy right now. The lab just called. Noah tested positive.
Luke and Noah look at each other through an open doorway.
So, no upper body fractures or heart problems, right? That's a good thing, isn't it?
Well, I'm worried about the muscle response in his arms and legs. I want to run an MRI, and we need a clear image of any cerebral damage.
Could just be as a result of the trauma.
Look, maybe you should get your mother over. I know it's not...
My life would not be worth it. Breaking the father-son confidentiality clause is the highest form of treason.
I can see. Ladies' man, is he?
Girl in a report. Should we say consulting?
Guys, two things. One, it seems HPA suspect there's an infected pipe from outpatients into Keller, so the ward's shutting.
You're kidding me, right?
No. We're going to be split between ITU and Darwin.
I don't believe this in a second.
Apparently, Mr. Hamilton's ordered himself a taxi. He's waiting at Wyvern entrance.
Dan seems unsure of himself. Luke's with Gavin.
Well, I know you must be worried, but at least now we can get him on the right antibiotics. We can just let them do their thing.
Right. Look, I'm sorry about before. Thank God you forced him. It's just, I haven't noticed anything. This morning he was just totally like always. I mean, his asthma's a pain, so he was coughing. But I work for myself, so if I lose a day, then...
Kids' temperatures can spike any time.
It's just that, look, the way it is, I mean, he could be dying and you wouldn't know. He won't talk to anyone.
He doesn't even speak to you.
No. It's a bit tricky, this, but I've only really had him since his mum passed away. We weren't together when she died. His therapist says you've got to give it time. Well, you know what they say about kids, all he needs endless love and endless patience.
Noah's curled up on his side.
Noah? You what, mate?
Gavin reaches for his hand, but Noah rejects him.
Look, I know you don't like this place, but unfortunately you're going to have to stay here for a little while longer, all right? It's OK, son, because the doctors have done the tests, see? And, you all right? What's the matter?
Is it hurting you here?
What's going on? Is this something you've given him?
Maybe a reaction to the clarithromycin.
It doesn't look like usual anaphylaxis. I just need to have a little look at your tummy, OK? Just roll over for me.
Just do what the doctor tells you to do. There's a good boy.
Just lie back. Let me have a little... Press. Noah.
Noah, stop mucking about. Come on.
Gavin pins Noah down.
Stop it.
All right.
Go on, go on with it.
All right, Noah, look. Look at me. It's going to be fine, OK? It's going to be fine.
I'll stop it.
All right, it's very tender. This has nothing to do with Legionnaires. We need a CT as soon as possible.
OK, mind his legs, yeah?
OK, you can let him go now, Mr.
Gavin looks guilty.
Right. OK, BP 90 over 70 and his temperature's still 39.5.
Keith removes his oxygen mask.
I've asked for a complaints form. I'm going to the press.
OK, easy now.
Let's get you up on your feet first. I'm afraid because of the size of your abscess, surgery is inevitable, but I'd like to see how you're responding to the antibiotics first, OK? We'll get you a care plan, and then you can have your press conference. Marvellous. OK, 15 minutes obs, please. I really need to trace next of kin as soon as...
Well, tell me about it. I've been back and forth to HR. Nada.
That's the Legionnaire's abscess, right? Mm. Are you taking him in to filter?
Not right now, no.
Joy to the world. The Keller exodus.
Aren't you just wasting time waiting for the antibiotics to work? I mean, the risk of permanent damage...
It's fairly calculated compared to the risk of him dying on the table as a result of complications.
Yeah, but...
Never mind excessive bleeding, wound infection and a far, far longer recovery time. Would you excuse me, please?
Barbara looks insulted.
What do you mean you've sent my cab away?
Dad, you have to listen to reason.
I've humoured you and your colleague thus far, but any moron can see this place is falling apart. So, as they say, I'm out.
Dad, please.
Daniel, I mean it.
Right? You leave me no choice. I'm calling Mum. She's the only one who knows how to deal with you.
No, you're not. Your mother and I are, regrettably, no longer together.
Don't be so ridiculous.
I've been staying at the club for the last few days. I have been trying to call you, you know. Anyway, there you have it. Oh, stop looking at me like that. All things come to an end.
What happened?
Nothing. It hasn't been waiting to happen for a long time.
What has she found out?
I've I've never pretended to be a saint. Your mother knew what she was getting into when she married me. You only live once. One has to do what one has to do.
Don't tell me you've left her.
Right. We're ready to move.
No, it's all right. I'll do it.
Elliot finds the human resources department's been cordoned off. Big Mac's talking to an HPA staff member working on an air vent.
Ah, glad you took my advice at last. Told you that vent was dodgy. Mr. H?
Big Mac. You know Keith Drysdale, don't you? Security.
I know one shouldn't speak ill of the ill, but he's a miserable get.
Nonetheless, we don't have next of kin details for him, and he could really use a relative by his side now. Any ideas?
I may be able to help you. I have my ways and means, you know. I'll need a hand. You've got 5 minutes?
Lead on.
Now, come on, she's a tough old bird under all that chin. She'll get over it. Oh, for heaven's sake, don't you?
You mind? I wasn't a good time.
Well, I'm sorry, but we do have to make a move.
What do you think you're doing?
Taking you to ITU. We need to move and we need to do it now.
No, you're not. I'm going to check into a private clinic.
Can we just tell you what? I'll take you to ITU and then you can take it from there.
With respect, who's in charge here? Say something.
Yeah, okay, Dad.
Are you going to let a nurse tell you what to do? I mean, what's the matter with you?
All right, Mr. Hamilton, I understand you're upset, but you could be a little bit more respectful.
Excuse me?
Can I just have a word?
Dan takes Simon to one side. Noah's undergoing a CT scan.
Okay, well, I have a full abdomen. Start at the bottom of the chest and work down.
I feel sorry for him. He looks scared.
Gas clear. Keep moving down.
Luke picks up Noah's spaceship.
I used to have one of these.
Not when you were a kid?
No. Bought it last year. Lost it when I moved here, though. Okay, that's clear. Keep moving round, please. What?
Eddie shrugs and shakes her head.
Wait. Yeah, this shadow. Hematoma around the kidney.
But why would there be blood around there?
He's hitting me.
Did he just say he's hitting me?
Noah? Did you say something?
Noah?
Noah turns his head.
Let's get him out of there.
They slide Noah out of the scanner.
Noah, what did you mean? Who's hitting? Noah.
You can tell us, we can help you.
Big Mac retrieves a box from a shelf in the basement storeroom.
What if the Legionnaires' disease in this place don't get you? The dust will.
Any luck?
Don't say it. I don't risk myself in the line of duty. Right, these are the original files before they were computerized.
Right.
Shall we?
Must be here somewhere.
Here you go, sir.
Oh.
Very comfy. There we go.
Big Mac catches his breath.
Oh, just a bit of a wobble and I missed my lunch break.
You and me both.
Yeah.
It's, seen better days.
Nope.
Sorry, but, should do.
Yeah. Well, that is what I call proper man management.
No, I've got them. Thank you. Right, let's find this file.
Is that really necessary?
You're acting like a job's worth.
It is my job, and you know I'd be in trouble if I didn't do it. So thanks for your support. Come on. No, I can't. I thought you understood.
Dan, I didn't ask you to snog my face off in front of him. I mean, just be professional.
He's going through a lot right now. He's just told me he split up from my mum.
Well, I am sorry, I am, but that does not give him the right to speak to me that way.
This is ridiculous.
I'll be there in a minute.
I don't understand. Are you trying to get back at me?
What for?
You say there's no pressure, but maybe you're not as laid back as you make out.
No, no. Listen, I meant what I said. I'm not the one being dishonest.
Mr. Hamilton's fallen from his trolley. Gavin speaking to Luke and Eddie.
What do you mean he spoke? He can't have. He never does. Not to anyone.
Well, he did.
What?
I And the blood around his kidneys suggests a blunt trauma, possibly even a repeated one.
Is he serious? Is he okay?
Well, normally we'd operate, but due to the Legionnaires and his asthma, putting him under is a bit risky.
This is not happening, Niff.
The real issue is how he came by these injuries.
Do you have any idea at all, Gavin?
Who could it be? It was somebody at the school. To be honest, I keep a pretty good eye on him. I mean, his special needs. I could give him a call.
Mr. Flett, he said he's hitting me.
You think it's me?
Simon and Dan help Mr. Hamilton up.
OK, Dad. Just over to the bed.
Round.
Easy. He just fell.
OK. I'll get his feet. Of course, I didn't just fall. I was trying to get up. Leave me alone, you clumsy oaf.
Whoa, that's not a good idea, Mr. Hamilton. You know your x-ray showed a pelvic fracture.
Could we get some oxygen for 5 milligrams of morphine, please?
Yes, of course.
Did you see it happen?
No, but what are you thinking?
I don't know. Right, Mr. Hamilton, there's some bruising in your leg, and the pelvic fracture is now an emergency, and we need to get you into theatre.
Are you thinking an arterial embolism?
Exactly.
Who's going to hunt me up?
We'll get an orthopaedic surgeon, and I'll be overseeing them.
Quite right, too. Their knowledge doesn't extend much beyond bone crunch.
All right, Dad.
Oh, don't all right me. If you listened to what I was saying instead of trying to please everybody, I wouldn't be in this state.
Simon looks sympathetically at Dan.
It's got to be a joke, right?
We're not accusing you of anything.
He said he's hitting me. I would never touch that kid. Never.
What about before? On the ward?
Oh, come on, before? I had to do that, and you know why I had to do that.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Anybody can snap. Look, this is a tricky situation. His mother's died, he's been foisted onto you.
Foisted?
Well, sent to you, whatever the point is. You weren't exactly playing happy families before, were you?
Luke, I'd stop there.
You should know all about it. You got it all worked out. Well, you've got kids, have you?
That's irrelevant. I have an imagination. I can imagine that having a son who won't look at you, won't talk to you, must be hurtful. And there's all the mumbo-jumbo about endless love and patience. That must wear you down. It's perfectly understandable.
I'm staying here to listen to this. I'm going to see my son.
Not right now, you know.
You what?
Well, I'm not judging.
That's good of you.
We have procedures.
You're saying I can't see my son?
Not unsupervised. No.
Look, let's go outside.
What?
Yeah, go on.
Eddie turns to Gavin.
You just give me 5 minutes. Okay.
She steps outside. Barbara's helping an elderly woman to drink through a straw.
There you go, sweetheart. Straw makes it easier, doesn't it?
You've done this before, right?
Actually, back in the tank. You know that guy in there? I think he's really struggling. Shall I pop in and see how he's doing?
Sure. Tell him I'm just coming.
Okay.
There is a God. I mean, I've got somewhere. See this? Drysdale filled it in when he applied. See next of kin details. No name, but there's a phone number. What's she doing?
Barbara's fiddling with Keith.
What are you doing?
Oh, I was just going to try and do some postural draining on Mr. Drysdale. You know, make breathing a bit easier for him.
You never said you were going to do that.
Well, you were busy, and I've done it a million times
before. Sorry, are you out of your mind?
Well, it can help drain fluid from the lungs.
Yes, I know what postural drainage is, but this man has an abscess. So in his case, you'll be putting unbelievable pressure on his lungs, leading to respiratory arrest. What? Now, I know you are very keen, and you think you know more than your peers. Nonetheless, you are not a physician yet. You are a physiotherapist. Half knowledge is more dangerous than no knowledge.
Quite.
Elliot turns to see Hanson and two other people.
I wonder, Mr. Hope, if we can catch up, please.
Elliot follows and Barbara looks annoyed with herself.
Bottom line is, we need to look after the boy. We need to call social services.
OK, so you messed up yesterday and now you want to play it all by the book. Look, it is clear that he loves his son, Luke. It's clear that he needs some help.
Love has many faces. It's a fine line.
Why does that not surprise me coming from you?
Beg your pardon?
Well, you judge everyone by your own bleak standards.
Well, I must have missed something somewhere. You're not exactly known for your sunny disposition. Oh, brilliant.
Maybe. But someone who lets himself go like that is not trying to hide a temper. Anyway, what would you know about emotions?
I beg your pardon.
Sorry to break up the party. Guys, it's been announced. They found the Legionnaire source. Tests on the outpatients have come back positive. So, they've reopened the ED and we're going to start getting referrals over and the critical care Legionnaire cases as well.
They came back positive?
That's not possible. They must have got that wrong. Is that the updated cases list?
Yeah.
Thank you. No, I'm sorry. This makes no sense.
What doesn't?
Not one member of staff. All patients. Not a single doctor, not a nurse.
Well, I guess patients, by their very nature, have compromised immune systems.
I know nobody wants to hear this, but if there is a second source location, then more people could be ill. This could be an even bigger disaster.
Well, then maybe we should worry about treating the patients we do have and not trying to save the world.
Yes, exactly. On that note, Mr. Garrell needs a chest drain removed. I'm very happy to do it.
No, it's fine. I'll do it. Call social services. Wait. Call social services. Keep Mr. Flett in that office. 15-minute obs on the boy.
Don't.
I did say that I was concerned I wouldn't be able to give them the time that they deserved.
And I had every confidence that you would adjust your workload accordingly. Now, obviously, it goes without saying that Miss Alcock is trying to punch way above her weight, which can be tedious in the extreme.
You're telling me.
However, she's a highly talented student and one who I hear has made enormous personal sacrifices to be here. I imagine she feels it's now or never, as it were. I'm sure you can relate to that.
Dan's on his mobile.
And I know you must be angry and very upset, but please, please call me as soon as you get this.
Simon caught the end of the call.
Bad news.
No news. I succumbed and called my mother.
They're prepping your dad for theatre.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean what I said.
Forget it, really. I mean, you've got so much on.
Dan gives him a yearnful look.
We'll talk later.
Elliot overhears Barbara's phone conversation.
Sorry, love. OK, take 20 quid out of the biscuit tin and call a takeaway pizza or something, yeah? And no fizzy drinks. No, don't push it, all right? OK. All right, listen, babe, I've got to go. OK, all right, I'll talk to you later. Bye. Sorry,
That's quite all right. Look,
I've just run that number. It's a care home. He's got a sister, Nicola, with severe autism. 35 years old. He's her only carer, apparently. Who knew?
Keith's struggling to breathe. Elliot and Johnny rush over.
BP down, heart rate through the roof.
OK, the antibiotics haven't worked. I'm taking him in. Are you coming with me?
But I've never been in theatre.
Well, it's always the first time.
Luke, we need to clear some beds urgently. I think we can discharge beds 6 and 8. We're just waiting on their meds, OK?
Eddie's escorting Gavin.
Nurse McKee. Nurse McKee.
I'm taking Mr. Flett to see his son, which is well within his rights until social services get here.
Yeah, which is when?
Well, as you know, they're almost impossibly difficult to get a hold of, so...
I see. What do you think you're doing?
I'm going to go do OBS, and then I will show him out. It is within his rights, Luke. We can't just refuse him.
This is entirely...
Noah! Noah, what is it?
He's dropped his stats. Pulse is elevated. Must be the perirenal bleed.
It's going to be OK, son.
All right, call theatre, get him prepped. I'm taking him in.
You said that was dangerous.
It's more dangerous to leave him in.
Well, can't we wait and see?
Look at him. We need to stop the bleed. Do you understand?
Don't talk to me like that. I'm not simple.
Somebody isn't helping Noah.
Oh, what a second opinion.
Second opinion?
Get Mr. Levy.
No, we cannot call Mr. Levy. I understand your concerns, but this is a life-saving procedure. It's better we work together.
Well, together, after the way you've treated me, you having a laugh.
Look, we have no other option.
No. I know more. Right, you need my consent.
What? If you're not prepared to help us, we'll be forced to contact a judge and they will overrule you. Do I have your consent?
Gavin looks at his sickly son, then steps aside.
Thank you.
Right, let's get him in. Okay, no, well, mate, you've got to tell him that I haven't touched you.
Security!
Please, son. No,
now, security!
No,
thank you.
No, it's really, really important that you tell them.
Could you just get him into that office and keep him there? Thank you.
This is all wrong. This is not the way we should be handling it.
Well, congratulations, because this has all happened because of you. So in the future, kindly, just do as I tell you.
Malik's operating on Mr. Hamilton.
Injecting the contrasting material? OK.
What?
There doesn't seem to be any arterial problem.
No embolism?
None.
So that's good news, right?
Depends on how you look at it.
What is good news?
We can get on with inserting an external fixator.
But?
If there's no clot, then there must be another problem behind the motor functions. I'll come and find you when we're done.
Dan looks nervously at his unconscious father.
Please don't ever speak to me like that again.
I asked you to get social services and to keep them apart. For some reason, you decided to do the opposite.
And I asked you not to speak to me like that again.
I'm sorry, next time I'll sing. I just wondered why it was you did that.
Oh, you think I did it to spite you? I did it because it was the right thing to do, the human thing to do, and in any other circumstances, you would have done the same. But this person that you've decided to become today, this weird caricature of yourself, this isn't you, I know it isn't.
Well, you know that how? Because we spent one night together?
Wow. Someone must have really hurt you. Make you behave this way. I feel sorry for you.
Luke's rattled by Eddie's words. He looks at Noah in the operating theatre, then continues to scrub his hands.
All exploratory procedures we've run have come up inconclusive.
Stick up to the chase. Where do we go from here?
You want me to be blunt or diplomatic?
Spare me. When have you ever been diplomatic?
I think we have to get a neurologist on board.
But he is a neurologist.
Exactly. Maybe he knows something's going on. Maybe that explains everything. Including the erratic behaviour, wanting to get away from here, from you. Look, Dan, the CPK results are back. They indicate possible muscle deterioration. And there are a few neurological conditions we need to explore.
Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's...
I wouldn't jump to worst-case scenario just yet. Do you want me to talk to him?
No. I'll do it.
Dan gets a call from his mother.
Excuse me.
He steps into the corridor.
Mum, where have you...
Dan's face drops.
OK, midline up and down done. Retractor, please. OK, suction, please. There is so much blood.
Can you help me move the colon to expose the kidney, please?
OK, retractor, please. Thank you. OK, here we go. Oh, hang on. Can you see that? This bleed is coming from...
Tumour.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Why wasn't this spotted at his outpatient's appointment last week? That's a 12-year-old boy. I'm not hanging around. We'll perform a nephrectomy. Clamps, please.
You know what this means, of course.
His father never touched him.
Luke focuses on the job in hand. Dan's talking to his father.
They want to run some more tests. Neurological tests. What's going on, Dad?
How should I know? Run the tests.
I spoke to Mum. She told me. Stop playing. You didn't leave her. She left you.
I suppose she rang you from Gay Paris. She sound happy? I dare say she was. First time in yonks, as she put it. Anyway, it's of no consequence.
Well, it must be, because you hadn't been drinking yesterday. The tox screen showed up nothing. Are you depressed? Is that why you had the accident?
Depressed? Am I some teenager?
Well, is there anything else?
Oh, listen to yourself. You're sounding like some soppy female counselor.
No, you listen to yourself. Stop pretending everything's tickety-boo.
I won't be a wet blanket like you.
The comment hurts Dan. He walks away, watched by Simon from afar.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean... Daniel!
Elliot's operating on Keith.
OK, forceps, please.
Barbara's in the theatre observing Elliot's work.
OK. Would you like to come round and take a closer look?
Yeah, I'm just peeling back the pleura.
OK. Now, can you see it? The abscess.
On the lower lobe?
Good, staple gun. Now, here's the interesting bit. Stapling around the lobe and sealing the vessels. Thank you. Kidney dish. Thank you. Right. There it is. One abscess.
Blinding.
Elliot takes enjoyment from Barbara's enthusiasm. Simon finds Dan sitting alone in the coffee shop.
I come in peace.
Simon sits, but Dan remains glum and distant.
He's right, you know. Who am I to tell him to stop pretending?
Dan, give yourself a break.
I suppose I've just been lying for so long now, I might as well keep it up. Even my mother managed to make the break. My mother.
Do you never get tired of beating yourself up? You know, when I told my father, he didn't speak to me for 3 years. And my mother didn't exactly jump for joy either.
3 years?
Well, he was Chief Inspector Marshall, Salford Under 12's football coach, local darts champion. I mean, you get it right?
I think so.
I know what it's like growing up with a dad
who... Well, I don't know about that. My dad's not that bad.
All right, Daniel, keep your hair on. What I'm saying is, it's not an easy thing to do, but you can only be who you are.
Dan looks away and considers. Luke catches up with Eddie in a corridor.
Did you get my message?
Yeah, I did. And I've called out patients.
And?
Apparently, Noah Flett never made that appointment last week. You were right, thank you. I've called Hanson.
I knew it. Right, if he has got Legionnaires and he didn't contract it in outpatients, then he must have got it somewhere else in the hospital. The question is, where?
About before.
How is he? Noah?
He's in ITU. Tumor's gone off to histology. We'll know in a couple of days. I'm aware I owe his father an apology.
Oh, well, apparently you don't.
Well, the tumor caused the bleeding. Nobody was hitting him. I was wrong.
Well, he claims that he was.
What?
Yep. He told social services that it was all getting too much for him, and he hit him regularly. The police have taken him into custody now, so congratulations, Luke. You were right about everything.
I couldn't have been. I couldn't have been.
Dan returns to his father and is surprised to see Rick at his bedside.
Mr. Griffin.
I asked him to come in on this.
Brought in the big guns, have you?
Excuse me.
Rick, Dan and Malik step outside for a private word.
We've run the EMG test and I have asked Mr. Bentley from neurology for a consult. He's going to have to run some more tests, but... initial symptoms indicate the early stages of motor neurone disease. I'm sorry, I know this must be a shock, and you'll probably have some questions for neurology.
No, I'm sure my father knows all there is to know about it. Thank you.
Dan goes back into the ITU and puts on a brave face as he prepares to break the news to his father. Luke joins Gavin in a waiting room.
I was wrong. Your son had a tumour. You haven't been hitting him. Now, why did you lie?
Not lie. I still hit him. A lot.
No, you haven't. Now, believe me, I don't often admit I'm wrong, but I have been here. Now, what are you doing? Your son is in intensive care. He has Legionnaires. Depending on what histology comes back with, he may need further treatment. He needs you now.
He doesn't need me. He doesn't need me. He'd be better off without me. Now, just stay out of it.
What? You're bleeding.
What is it with you? Why can't you leave well alone? That boy hates me. You saw it. He doesn't want me. Otherwise, why would he tell everyone that I hit him? He'll never forgive me. Never.
Forgive you for what?
His mum. When she got diagnosed, I couldn't cope and I left her. So can you blame him?
Gavin collapses.
Just collapsed. Recently been stitched. We need a CT scan as soon as possible. There's a possible subdural injury, which may need draining, so get on to neuro.
Gavin's covered in bruises.
Of course. Right, if he starts fitting, 10 mil of diazepam.
Class what?
We've been looking at the wrong person.
Huh?
All along.
Luke finds Gavin's records.
Yeah, they've been here before.
But not for Noah, for Gavin. They went to the ED. That's why they didn't make it to outpatient. So the Legionnaire's source must be...
But the ED's been given the all clear.
Exactly. So where? Where could they have gone to when he came to get his head injury treated that none of the staff use?
Luke has a light bulb moment.
Who are you calling?
Hanson. Got it.
He said he would be prepared to wait until the start of next season, by which time the former New Zealand forward coach would be free.
Well, too right. Let's hope they don't revisit the utter ruins of last year's World Cup. Shambles.
I don't think I could endure that. Thank you.
Daniel, about before.
Oh, no,
Dad. No, things... Things have been happening for a while. And the thing is... And it's not psychosis. It's not dementia. That can't be called psychosis because my thiamine levels are fine, which rather narrows it down a bit. Perhaps I'm just getting old.
Maybe.
Oh, she's cute as a button, that one, isn't she? Hmm? Don't say you haven't looked.
Well.
Yes, of course you have. A bit more palatable than that, that woman, what she called, Christine. Chrissy?
Dad, be nice.
Oh, come on. Give over. You knew that was going nowhere. Hence, you bought it in good time. Mind you, your mother was in despair. She'd set her heart on a £300 hat.
I bet she had.
Get it anyway, I said. Won't be long before you settle down with someone.
Dan looks torn. In a car park.
The visitor's car park? Only patients ever come here. No medical staff would, because they'd have to pay. And they'd have their cigarettes at the back, of course, not in view of the public.
That's why none of them got infected.
Yes. Well done, you two. I'll inform the HPA. You might like to steer them clear of the air vent. Yes, of course.
Luke and Eddie share a look until a text message steals her attention away.
No, Fleck. He's waking up.
I'll love.
Luke hurries off and Eddie sighs. Barbara spots Elliot on his way out.
Oh, Mr. Hope. I know it's a bit late in the day, but can I buy you a coffee?
About today, look, I'm sorry. I may have been...
No, it was a cracking day. Best day ever.
Well,
bar the birth of my kids. Actually, do you know what? That's a big fat lie, because the first one was a breech and the second one was a C-section. It was hell. Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes, you're welcome.
Dan emerges from the lift.
Dan!
Simon catches up with him.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
How's your dad?
Okay, for now.
You look done in.
I am, kinda. Drink? I don't know. I'm shattered. Been a bit of a day. I think I'm going to head home.
Yeah, okay.
Dan tries to act aloof, but his pained expression betrays his true feelings. He backs away, leaving Simon hurt and disappointed. Luke's at Noah's bedside.
How are you feeling, Noah?
Noah remains silent and still.
Shall I tell you something? I used to have one of these. I'm sorry. Did your mother buy you that? So have the nurses spoken to you about your father? They've taken him into theatre now. They found bruises all over his body. Now, of course, this could be caused by any number of things. Could be a blood cancer, could be an immune system deficiency, or it could be a clotting disorder, or it could just be... Well, it could just be someone hitting him. Of course, we treat each of these conditions very differently, so they were wondering if you knew anything. Is someone hitting him? Are you hitting him, Noah? See, I think you wanted to punish him. He felt he deserved it because he left your mother, and so he lets you hurt him. Am I right?
Noah gives a little nod.
I know you're scared. Fear can make people do very strange things. It can make them push away the people who care about them the most. So
sometimes if you push too hard, there's nothing left. There's no great prize at the end of the road. It's just cold and lonely. Don't go there.
Luke follows Eddie out to the car park.
Nurse McKee? Eddie?
Noah's taken it all back. I thought you'd want to know.
Thanks.
Listen, I was thinking maybe we should...
Yeah, let's not.
Right, OK.
I'm going to apply for a transfer. Yeah, I know, but when they give it to me, I'm actually going to stick to it this time. I can't do this anymore. I mean, what happened today, it all went pear-shaped because of us.
It wasn't just because of
us. Yes, it was. It was just because of us. I mean, if we'd have worked together like a team, it wouldn't have even got to that place. I mean, it's toxic, this, Luke. You know, it is not good for us.
I don't understand. This morning, you said last night couldn't really mean anything.
What did you expect me to say? You woke up, you found me in your bed, you freaked out, and you ran away, didn't you? Yeah, of course you did. What did you think I was going to do, Luke? Do you think I was going to walk onto the ward and profess my undying love for you? I mean, Jesus.
Don't do this, please.
It's no point. There is no point.
He silences her with a kiss. She tries to remain annoyed, but finds the kiss too hard to resist.
I don't know how to do this.
She turns and moves off, but he sticks by her side.
But what did you say came after sleeping together, but before IKEA?
A date.
Yeah, that's it, that date.
Yeah. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit weird. Yeah. I suppose we could give it a go, though. Maybe.
Okay.
He continues to follow her.
Go and get changed, Luke.
Oh, right, yeah.
Call me.
She smiles to herself as she walks away.